This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. You might hear about plays produced by Big Dog Productions with some frequency, but over the years, you rarely hear about Big Dog hosting a fundraising event. Here's Artistic Director Steve Vernon with more about that.
We've done a kind of stealth fundraising, which is not a smart way to raise funds. We appeal to our audience members during curtain speeches when they're kind of a captive audience. You know, we make an appeal to them about making donations. We've done some online fundraisers that have worked really nicely, but the scope of the amount of money that we need to raise is a significantly larger amount than, you know, what we've asked for in the past.
This is because Big Dog Productions needs to move. It's had a rented home on Castle Street for 9 years, but the building is up for sale.
So we are actively looking for a new home, just to make sure that we don't have to take a year off or 2 years off. We'd like to be able to move from where we are now into a new space. Right now, with this fundraiser that Sean's putting together, a lot of what we'll be channeling those funds towards is searching for a new home and a place where we can hang our hat and keep programming going.
Big Dog's vice president, Sean Sproat, is at the helm of the first of what looks like will be a collection of fundraisers over the next months. This one is this Thursday evening at Ironclad Brewery on 2nd Street. The theme is the 1990s.
So you'll walk in, you'll see the bar, stop, get yourself a drink if you want, and then just keep walking forward and you'll see the party. It is a 90s night theme, and I chose the 90s because Big Dog was founded in 1995, so I thought we could party like it's 1995. People are encouraged to dress up in costume, wear your best 90s outfit. If you have the best 90s outfit, then you will win 2 free tickets to a Big Dog show. There will be a 50-50 raffle, plenty of opportunities to make donations, and a silent auction.
There will also be a 90s photo booth with props. And Sean promises, or warns, depending on how you look at it, that the electric slide and or Macarena will manifest. Big Dog Productions was founded 23 years ago, and Steve feels optimistic about the challenge of fundraising and moving this year. He says the company provides an important cultural service to the community that's worth preserving.
I think one of the reasons that Big Dog has lasted as long as it is because we are, especially now, one of the few companies that concentrates solely on what's known as straight theater. We don't do musical theater, or if we do, it's like one show every 6-7 years. And I think, you know, the variety of shows that we put on appeal to a variety of different people. Along with that, part of our mission has evolved to take some of the voices that used to have outlets like Willis Richardson and Broadville and other groups, not just individuals, but voices finding a home with us where they can explore their craft. You know, that's an important thing that our existence has evolved into, I think. And I think it's a lot of opportunity for Big Dog to kind of further that if we can find a space that will house us for, you know, the next X amount of years.
That's Steve Vernon and Sean Sproat from Big Dog Productions. The company's 90s night is this Thursday, 7 to 9 o'clock at Ironclad Brewery in downtown Wilmington. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique. Tiene un novio que se llama de apellido Vitorino, y en la jura de bandera del muchacho.